everyone. This is Jonathan Bowen with episode number 53 of the Magnify Him Together podcast. Today we are going to continue the theme entitled, We Have Not Followed Cunningly Devised Fables. The second podcast of the series is entitled, It Rained Fire from Heaven, The Evidence of Sodom. Now, the world you are growing up in today is very different from the one in which your parents and grandparents grew up. When my parents were children, homosexuality was a crime because the Bible spoke against it. We read in Romans chapter 1, verses 26 to 27 from the RSV, For this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions. Their women exchanged natural relations for unnatural. Their men likewise gave up the natural relations with women and were consumed with passion one for another, men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in their own persons the due penalty for their error. Well, today, the word of Isaiah has come true, where he wrote in chapter 5 in verses 20 to 21, Woe to them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. While what was wrong and criminal years ago is now celebrated by world leaders in events such as gay pride marches all over the world, to speak out against it has become a criminal offense in many places. You may be challenged by people you know who will tell you the Bible is just a bunch of myths and it's old-fashioned. They think humankind has developed a much more advanced approach to issues. It has evolved, better ways of viewing the world. Basically, they're telling you that man knows better than God. Well, the reality is societies of ancient times mirror the days in which we live. Jesus told us it would be this way. He told us in Luke chapter 17, verses 28 to 30, Likewise, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But in the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Well, the world does not like to see itself as corrupt or astray. It rejoices in its evil and celebrates gay people as leading personalities. The Queen knights people like Elton John. Ellen DeGeneres has become a TV show host watched by millions. They know not anymore that this lifestyle is wrong and will be completely surprised when the Lord Jesus Christ returns from heaven and puts an end to it all. Well, we are challenged, especially as young people, to weigh up whether the Bible is true or humanity has evolved a better way. Well, God helps us by providing concrete evidence of the truth of the Bible. Now, an archaeologist named Steve Collins has been digging at the biblical site of Ai and read the record of Lot's journey to Sodom. He noted that the city of Sodom was visible from Lot's vantage point in Ai. In Genesis chapter 13, verses 1 to 3, tells us that Abraham and Lot were encamped between Bethel and Ai. And Dr. Collins read the passage. Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, and it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt as thou comest to Zoar. Verse 10. Well, he couldn't see the southern Dead Sea from the vantage point of Ai where he was standing, so he deduced that the site previously thought to be Sodom could not fit the biblical description, as you could not see it from where he was. So he set off on an expedition to find the city, in the plain of Jordan. He traveled to Jordan and began excavating at Tel al-Hammam, the site of the most prominent ancient city dating back to the time of Lot and Abraham. Well, a few years ago, my wife and I had the privilege of visiting the site of Tel al-Hammam to see the evidence for ourselves. Dr. Collins guided us through the ancient ruins and showed us the Middle Bronze Age ruins that dated back to the time. Solomon had since built an Iron Age city of Abel Shittim, or the city of the acacia trees, on top. After him, the Romans had built another city. Well, below these layers, the evidence was buried. A massive cataclysmic event had covered up the city for thousands of years. A meter of ash covered the destruction layer buried deep in the earth. There were millions of shards of Middle Bronze Age pottery confirming the time period of the city to the Age of Lot. It was a huge city from that time, a city built of mud brick, and some of these were fired, reaching temperatures up to 6,000 degrees Celsius. Bone fragments were scattered in the same pattern that a bomb blast would have created. Well, how cataclysmic this event was illustrated by a trip I took as a young boy in 1983. We traveled the Alaska Highway in northern British Columbia and the Yukon. We passed through the area of the Egg wildfire that had burned just under 500,000 acres the year earlier. The area was utterly devastated. Signposts had melted, and the asphalt on the roads had been superheated and turned to liquid, running off the road in places. There was 1 foot of ash a year later in 1983. Well, in Sodom, there had been a meter, or 3 feet of ash, 3,500 years later. The depth of the ash indicates it must have been an enormous event. It was not volcanic, nor was there a result of invading soldiers burning the city. There were pottery shards with sand turned into the glass on the backs of them. The University of New Mexico tested these shards without being told where they originated. The researchers concluded that they were similar to desert glass found after the nuclear trials that occurred in the New Mexico desert in the 1950s. But these were 3,500 years old. Jesus told us what had happened in Luke chapter 17, verse 29, when he says, "The same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all." Well, concealed evidence of what the Lord said lies in the destruction layer. Amongst the charred skeletal remains of the inhabitants was a leg detached from its body. The exposed femur bone had a charred end, showing an explosion killed the person and severed the leg. Their toes are still hyperflexed, demonstrating the person was bracing for the impact when killed. I could relate to this, having played murder ball in school. I didn't have the best peripheral vision, and when somebody threw a ball, I would flex my toes or curl them up as I winced and ducked, trying to avoid the ball. Well, this is what this person had done. They had curled their toes up. They were in a state of flex, showing that they were bracing for an impact when they were killed. The explosion froze their position in time, and it was buried under 3 feet of ash until our day and age. Amazing archaeological evidence confirms the story of the Bible and stands as a warning to the generations who discovered it. Peter tells us in 2 Peter 2, verses 6 to 9, that God turned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemning them with an overthrow, making them an ensample unto those who should live afterwards ungodly, and deliver just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation or lifestyle of the wicked, but that righteous man dwelling among them and seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the ungodly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. So don't be deceived by the humanistic age in which we live. The wickedness of this generation is ready for judgment. Don't be fooled by the lies of the world to become tempted by the lusts of the flesh. Don't be entertained by their wicked actions through movies and the internet, which will plant seeds of temptation in our minds. The world will tell you it's okay, but God tells us judgment is coming. We can have confidence in God that His word is accurate, proven once again by archaeology. We must separate ourselves from the wickedness of the world and devote ourselves to becoming the children of God. When His Son returns, He will deliver us out of the temptation of this world and bring us into His glorious kingdom. The evidence is clear. What God recorded in the Bible in years gone by actually happened. This means that what he tells us is about to take place in our lifetimes will actually happen too. So let us prepare for the kingdom of God. Thanks for listening. Please join us again next week for another episode on the Magnify Him Together podcast, when we will consider more evidence of the Bible truth.